Counseling question 22. Develop a biblical view of emotions. Use both Old and New Testaments in your answer. How can emotions be changed biblically? My response. When we rightly understand our total depravity, we realize that even our thinking is corrupted by sin. Quote, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways," end quote, declares the Lord. Isaiah 53, verse 8. Though we may know God and seek to follow Him, we still need help understanding how wrongly we see the emotions He has given us to use for His glory. God has given us emotions that can and should be used for His glory. Anger was previously described as a helpful emotion when righteously exercised for His glory. The euphemism, quote, "emotional problems," end quote, was described as an unreal thing because emotions actually work perfectly when people complain about them. Though this list is not exhaustive, real emotions are anger, anxiety, contentment, despair, excitement, fear, frustration, guilt, happiness, jealousy, joy, love, shame, worry, and zeal. None of these ever work wrong. There is no emotional problem. The person cannot control them. Therefore, it is the person who has the problem, not the emotions. Those emotions cannot be immature, as the label emotional immaturity would suggest. What people are really saying when they wrongly connect a judgment in place of an emotion, such as, "I feel inferior" or "lazy," is that they have judged their internal and/or external thoughts, opinions, beliefs, convictions, or attitudes wrongly as a feeling. The perceived feeling, "I feel self-confident," is not an actual emotion, but a judgment that he or she has made about him or herself. People think that all the externals and internals are influencing their feelings. When it affects real emotions, this is true, but all judgments, subjective, must be compared to the light of Scripture, objective truth, so that the judgment can be made correct. Nobody ever denies that someone is struggling with assurance of salvation. The emotion of doubt and worry is real. However, they must be helped to see that the objective truth of God's promises in the life of a believer trumps the wrong thinking a person may have because they've judged themselves unworthy over their guilt and doubt. In the Old Testament, King Saul felt suspicious when he became angry over David and being regarded as the better warrior, 1 Samuel 18, verses 6 through 9. The truth is that Saul judged himself as better than David due to inner pride. His sinful thinking set up the conditions for his emotions. Since he likely was unaware of this, he probably felt victimized by his emotions rather than seeing the truth that he himself caused his wrong emotions through the sinful judging of his thoughts. In contrast, the Apostle Paul rejoiced even while in prison, though he'd been beaten and mocked throughout his efforts. Philippians 1, verses 12 through 18, 2 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 25. Paul rejoiced that he was doing God's will by getting the gospel out. He had no despair or dismay because he didn't judge himself as better or worthy of anything. He saw himself as a humble slave under God's sovereign will. Man, his actions, his thoughts, and his attitudes must be changed. We truly need to develop new judgments about who we are and what we deserve. To change biblically, we must recognize that we are born hating God, and left to ourselves would do all that we can to defame His name. We deserve hell. It's out of love, grace, and mercy that God crushed His only Son as full satisfaction for our debt of sins. Christ earned the Father's favor by living the perfect life that we can't live, and yet also took the wrath in full that we deserve for being His sworn enemy. That is why it is often asked, "Who can be proud at the foot of the cross?" We have our thinking changed, like Paul did, when we realize that our emotions do not matter in comparison to the desires of fulfilling a life of worship with the One who lived, died, and rose on our behalf.